Today on Bold Steps, Mark Jobe explains how an attitude of gratitude can literally transform our lives from the inside out.
When you know that God is on the throne, you know that ultimately He is the solution of all things. And even though you're going through a tough time, you know that God hasn't forgotten you or forsaken you, because God is still watching you. You're rejoicing over things that you can rejoice in. You're praying to God continually, and you are choosing to give thanks.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, president of Moody Bible Institute and senior pastor of New Life Community Church, both in Chicago. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and today we're reaching the final part of a message about the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving. Mark is showing us that being thankful is more than a feeling, it's a choice, and in our relationship with God, it's a powerful choice that can transform our heart and our life. If you've missed any part of our lesson so far, be sure to visit our website and catch up when you can. Go to boldstepsradio.org. There you'll also get to see the wide array of faith-building resources we have available, including a special book we'll tell you more about later in the program. But right now, here's Mark Jobe with today's Bold Steps.
Notice what he says. Give thanks in all circumstances. Now notice what he doesn't say. He doesn't say, thank God for everything. He says, in everything, give thanks. There's a difference between giving thanks in all circumstances and thanking God for all things. You know the difference. In other words, when your dog gets run over by a car, it's not, thank God he got run over by the car. Some of you may want to say that. But it's, God, even though my dog got run over by the car, I'm going to thank you, Lord. It's been a bad day, but I thank you that you're in control and you have all things under your power. Do you get the difference? One is giving thanks in all circumstances, regardless. Anybody can give thanks when things are going well. You hear good news, you got a promotion. Yeah, thank you, Lord. You won a prize. Thank you, God. You got good grades. Thank you, Lord. That's easy, but he says, I want you to choose to give thanks in all circumstances, good and bad, continually, in all circumstances. And there's right now, even if you're in a bad situation, you say, well, Pastor, how can I give thanks in this bad situation? Because you're looking beyond the situation, you're going to the character of God, and you're saying, life may be tough, but you are still good, God. And so I bless you, I thank you, I honor you. I'm giving thanks to your holy name, even though this is a tough time in my life. Now, There's a doctor by the name of Dale Robbins who wrote this. I used to think that people complained because they had a lot of problems. But I've come to realize that they have a lot of problems because they complain. Complaining doesn't change anything or make situations better. It amplifies frustration. It spreads discontentment and discord and can invoke an invitation for the devil to cause havoc in our lives. Listen, I believe that there's something incredibly powerful about walking in a spirit of thanksgiving continually. I mentioned before at the beginning of this message that scientific studies suggest that gratitude can improve your sleep, can enhance your romantic relationships, can protect you from illness, can motivate you to exercise, can boost your happiness, among other benefits. Think about that. That when you're thankful, you feel like I should exercise more. Do you realize that when you're depressed, it saps your energy? When you're depressed and when you're just thinking about how everything is bad in life and you go to the dark places, you can barely get out of bed. You don't want to dress up. You can just barely put on that old raggedy gown and people are saying, are you okay? Yeah, it's a bad time. Do you realize that when you're not doing well, when you're kind of depressed, you eat more junk food? Do you realize that? Because you just want something to make you feel a little bit better. So I'm going to eat a lot of carbs. I'm going to eat a lot of sugar. I don't want to talk to people. I'm just going to veg out. So you just watch reruns of The Office for hours, just staring at it like this. You don't want to do much. You don't want to go to work. You don't have a lot of energy for the future. You're not thinking dreams. You're not celebrating. You're just depleted in your energy. But there's something opposite that happens when you're thankful. When you're thankful, it starts to re-energize you. When you have a sense of joy, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. When you have joy, you have energy. Because you're excited. You sense that there's a future. You believe that God is good and that there's a purpose in life, and that nothing is just, it's not just this random life that we live in, and that there's no purpose or meaning or destiny. When you know that God is on the throne, you know that ultimately He is the solution of all things. You know that He is good regardless of what happens, that ultimately God will bring about justice. And even though you're going through a tough time, you know that God hasn't forgotten you or forsaken you, because God is still watching you. You're rejoicing over things that you can rejoice in. You're praying to God continually, and you are choosing, listen, you are choosing to give thanks. You know what choosing to give thanks in bad times does? It makes you look for things that you are grateful for. What does that mean? It means you're going through the file and say, I know I'm not grateful for this or this or that in your mind. I'm not grateful, but I am grateful for. I am thankful for. I bless God for this. Listen, they've done studies and realized that they did a series of studies, and they took some several hundred people, and they had a group of people journal every night. They would do a journal of gratitude, what they were thankful for. They had another group of people journal what caused negative feelings, what they were frustrated about. And they had another group that just didn't journal at all. And they observed him over a period of 12 months, and at the end of that time, they discovered that those people that simply did a journal of gratitude, that they were healthier, working out more, happier, more engaged in life by a simple practice of gratitude. The Bible talks about thanksgiving over and over and over. 76 times in the Bible it says, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. This should be embedded in our psyche, in our habits. We give thanks to God, but we also thank people. It means that we're grateful for people. Thanksgiving is directed towards God, but it's birthed out of a heart that says, I'm looking for good. And I'm looking for good things around me. So I can go to a teacher and say, you know, thank you. Thank you for investing in me as a student. I heard of one teacher that got a Thanksgiving note from a student and responded, you know, I've been teaching for 40 years, and this is the first note of gratitude that I've gotten in 40 years. How many of you, if you get a note of thanksgiving that's honest and true, that someone has put some thought into, you save that note? You save that note? You know, when I started as a pastor, anytime you're in leadership, you get plenty of people that are unhappy and people that are grateful. And I remember starting out in the pastorate, making tough decisions. I remember we sent out a newsletter, and I got it back with a big X on it, and on top of it said Antichrist. And they just bothered to send it back to me. So thank you very much. Have a nice day. You too. I've had death threats. I've had people very angry. I've had people very mad. But you know what? I've had people very grateful as well. And so early on in my pastorate, I put a file together that said just encouragement notes. And every time I got a really thoughtful encouragement note, I just put it in that file. And you know, there were times when I would just get really criticized and people would come against a decision that I made, or I'm leaving this church, pastor, because you did this or didn't do this or did this or didn't call me or didn't do this, or you preached a message I didn't like. And you know, I would periodically, if I was a little down, just put out those encouragement notes and I'd say, remember, that's just one voice. There's other voices. There are people that are thankful. Something about encouragement and thankfulness that does something, right? So I want to challenge you. The Bible says this: give thanks in all circumstances.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. We will continue this message in a moment. Remember, you can always find these messages and share them with a friend by going online to our website, boldstepsradio.org. Now, while you're there, make sure you've signed up for Mark's weekly email devotional. Mark, it's called the Bold Stepper Weekly. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, and the Bold Stepper Weekly is a devotional thought that we try to engage with every Monday morning via email, but we also keep you updated on things that are happening in the ministry. For example, coming up this week, actually, is our Called Conference, and it's coming up this Saturday. It's a women's conference held here on the campus of the Moody Bible Institute. It's for women that do any kind of ministry at all. And so you don't have to be in any kind of full-time ministry. But if you lead a Bible study, if you have a heart for ministry, if you're active, then this conference is for you. We have biblical teachers. There's 17 practical workshops. It's seeking to equip and encourage women that are pouring out. So it's a one day of training. You don't want to miss it. And by the way, if you want more information, you can go to moodyconferences.com and you can register. So again, we only have a short window to do so, and I would highly encourage you to do so.
Glad you mentioned that, because we have listeners all over the country, and it's kind of fun to shine a light on what God is doing at the Moody Bible Institute downtown Chicago once in a while. This is a historic place, and God is at work here, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you would like to sign up for the Bold Stepper Weekly, where Mark talks about this, visit our website at boldstepsradio.org. Now back to the final part of our message about the habit of gratitude and thanksgiving. Here again is Mark Jobe.
There are people around you, let me just say first of all, there are people around you that really need a word of thanksgiving from you. Not on Mother's Day or Father's Day or Teacher's Day, but just in between days. How about a random, hey, have I told you recently how just very thankful I am for your consistency and work? You know, there's a lot of people that have, you know, fathers maybe that are not that dependable, but you've been really dependable. And I want to say thank you for getting up every day and going to work and providing for this family. Man, there's something powerful about that. Thank you for being a friend that has been there through the good times and the bad times. Something powerful about giving thanks. You know what it does? When you're giving thanks, you're looking for something good. You're looking for something good. Your mind is focused on that which is good, that which is praiseworthy. That's exactly what Philippians chapter 4 tells us, that if there's anything good, if there's anything praiseworthy, if there's anything honorable, think on these things. That's where thanksgiving emanates from. And when it comes to thanksgiving to God, this is what he says: give thanks in all circumstances. And by the way, just in case you think that that's the only verse in the Bible that says that, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting. Psalms 100, verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, and its courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. You know what the proper way to enter the house of God is? In thanksgiving. Enter into his gates. This is how people entered the temple of God. You know what the proper way to enter the house of God here is? You walk in this auditorium in the house of God, and the proper way, the best way to enter into the house of God, to enter into the presence of God, is to say, thank you, God. I'm so glad I'm in the house of God today. I'm so glad I get to worship the King of Kings. I'm so glad that I'm here with my family, my spouse, my children. I'm so grateful, Lord, that you are an almighty, awesome God. Thank you, Lord. You know, when you go to your neighbor's house, how do you enter their house? You know, you knock on the door, you ring the doorbell, and then the neighbor says, hey, how you doing? And they open the door. You know how God opens his door? The ringer to the house of God is thanksgiving. Lord, I'm so thankful that you're here. Oh, come into my presence. Come into my presence. There's something powerful about thanksgiving. It's the gateway to the house of God. Jonah chapter 2 verse 9 says, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. How many of you know that sometimes thanksgiving's a sacrifice? Sometimes you don't feel like giving thanks. That which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. The Bible talks about lifting a sacrifice of praise before the Lord. So thanksgiving is not something that you do just when you feel great and grateful. Thanksgiving is something that you do even especially when you don't feel grateful. Try it sometime. I just don't feel very grateful today. Give thanks anyways. Thank you, God. I guess I'm alive. Still breathing. He's alive too. Some days I wish he wasn't, but he's alive, and I guess I'm grateful he's with me today. Hey, start wherever you can. Start wherever you can. But let me tell you, there's something that happens as you start going. It's kind of like praise. I don't know about you, but have you ever come to the house of God and just saying, I wish I would have stayed home today. I was the driver, so I had to be there. In my case, I'm the pastor. I should be there, I guess. Hey, we all have those bad days, don't we? You say, I'm going to thank God, and you start out kind of like this. All right, I guess I should praise you, Lord. So you kind of like this. Then you go like this. You keep praising, lifting a sacrifice of praise. Then you go like this. Before you know it, you're starting to feel it. And by a time, a half hour into worship, you're like, don't stop the worship because I just want to praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords who deserves my praise. You know, Colossians chapter 3, verse 15 says, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. It was Harry Ironside who was the pastor at one time of Moody Church downtown, and he said, we would worry less if we praise more. Thanksgiving is the enemy of discontentment and dissatisfaction. My challenge for you when it comes to Thanksgiving, here's my challenge. My challenge to you is that you would allow this threefold habit that we just referred to, that you would begin to package them together, that you would determine, I'm going to find something to celebrate on a regular basis. I'm going to look for that which brings joy to my heart and joy to my life. I'm going to continually be in contact with God through prayer, not let long periods of time. And I'm going to thank God in every circumstance that I have. And my challenge to you is this. I want to encourage you every night before you go to bed, you lay down your head. You're on the pillow. You're trying to go to sleep. Some of you have this habit. You start thinking of what's going wrong, of what you're worried about. You toss and turn. You go back and forth. You wake up in the middle of the night and your mind starts to scurry. Your heart starts to palpitate. You're worried about all the things that you have to do and that aren't done and what's going on in life. And you just say, I don't know, I'm just not sleeping well. You know why you're not sleeping well? Because your mind is focused on everything that could go wrong, everything that's not right in your life. What if you just determine every night before I go to bed, I'm going to take some time and I'm just going to thank God. If you're married, tell your spouse, hey, can we thank God? And just say, thank you, Lord, that we live today. Thank you that my kids are here. Thank you that we have a roof over our head. Start thanking God for what's happened during the week. Start thanking God for the good things that are going on. Start blessing God and then try going to sleep and let's see how much better you sleep. Because you have just taken a time, taken a moment to engage in one of the most transformative habits in the universe, the practice of gratitude and thanksgiving.
Yes, someone needed to hear that today.
That's right.
You needed to hear that today. And so I want to encourage you and I want to pray for you because I know that there's some people right now, as you've heard this message, you say, Pastor, I've just been struggling with anxiety, with racing thoughts, with heart palpitations. Maybe you've been consumed with a dark cloud of worry over your health, over your kids, over your job, over your future. And so I want to pray for you right now that God would allow you to jumpstart the habit of Thanksgiving. Father, I thank you for this man, this woman. I thank you, Father, for the fact that you love them, that you know their name, that they are not anonymous, that they do not live in a random world, but they live in a world where you are sovereign and fully in control. And I pray in Jesus' name that that spirit of worry, that spirit of maybe even complaint would give way to a spirit of thanksgiving and gratitude. I pray in Jesus' name for that person that's found it hard to praise you, that's found it hard to have a smile on their face because of so much concern that they have. God, I pray that as they begin to thank you, that you would begin to change the attitude, the culture, their heart, and that they would step into this place where gratitude and thanksgiving reigns and where peace flows down and where you get the honor and the glory. I pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mark. Now, if you would, stay right where you are. I'm going to come back to you in just a moment. But you are listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe and the end of his message titled The Habit of Gratitude and Thankfulness. Remember, you can always find these daily messages anytime by visiting our website, boldstepsradio.org. Now, Mark, in the message, you challenge us to break this habit so many of us have of focusing on all that's wrong in our life. And in today's world, that can be a pretty long list. I think the shift in focus you're encouraging us to is so powerful because it doesn't mean turning a blind eye and being silent about life's issues, does it?
That's right. It doesn't mean being silent. It means not being consumed with worry about where this world is going. And can I just give a word of encouragement? Because I hear so many people talk about how dark our world is and how our culture has shifted so much. And they have a very bleak view of the future. And I just want to encourage you today, listen, God is on the throne.
Mm-hmm.
God is sovereign. God has all power. God loves you. God loves America. God loves the people of this world. God loves the nations more than you do. And I believe that His Spirit is working in powerful ways. And so I want to encourage you not to be silent, not to give way to this desperate gloom and darkness that I think has invaded the heart of so many Christians, because I believe that God in a moment can bring about revival. I believe that God can just breathe and turn the culture around. And so we're very excited, by the way, with that in mind, to offer this month as a Bold Step gift, the book by Pastor Erwin Lutzer, We Will Not Be Silenced. And it's just a call to Christians not to allow their voice to be silenced in this generation, but to raise up and speak out with love, with compassion, with grace, yet not to compromise our beliefs. And so we would love to put this book in your hands by Erwin Lutzer.
And we'll send you a copy when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps. Thank you, Mark. Just call 1-800-DL-MOODY. That's 1-800-356-6639. Or give your financial gift and request the book online at boldstepsradio.org. Now, you can also send your gift and request this book in the mail. Simply address your letter to Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. One more time, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. And before we wrap up today, let me remind you that you can always find these messages and listen anytime, anywhere you go, by subscribing to the Bold Steps podcast on your phone or mobile device. Just open up your podcast app and search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe. And don't forget to click the subscribe button, leave a 5-star review or a comment to help other listeners learn more about this program. I'm Wayne Shepherd, and we'll see you tomorrow for the start of Mark's next message about the how and why our identity matters. That's coming up Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.